Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis. We are holding on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. We are about six lines from the end of the page. We are at Merion Berei Deravin. So first thing we're going to discuss, first of all, today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. First thing we're going to discuss is some more details of the Yisra Malacha during Avelus. And then the Gemara is going to talk about doing Malacha al Yedei Kablan on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed. The Gemara is going to talk about Revias Behema, whether that's considered something that you're allowed to do. It's going to talk about fertilizing a field and allowing others to come into your field to have their animals drop on the field so that it will be fertilized. The Gemara is going to, then the Mishnah is going to talk about finishing winemaking. If you were in the middle of winemaking and then all of a sudden it became Chol HaMoed, or one became an Avel, and the wine is going to get ruined. So similar to what we had about oil, we're going to have that same conversation about wine. And then the Gemara is going to talk about what we can, what mashal we can make for Malachas Chol HaMoed. What type of halacha is Malachas Chol HaMoed? Is it similar to Hilchos Kutim, or maybe similar to Hilchos Shabbos? And the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we would compare it to those different areas of halacha. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a discussion about being kotzer, harvesting a field by a dovera aved. If otherwise, things would get ruined. It's also going to talk about the heter called tzorech hamoed, that sometimes you're allowed to do malacha when something is a tzorech hamoed. Then the Gemara is going to tell stories about one chacham being machbid about the behavior of another chacham, not because what he was doing was necessarily aser, but because adam chashuv shiny, that when a person is an adam chashuv, it becomes aser, even that which is mutter for other people, because people would learn the wrong thing from the way an adam chashuv is behaving. And then the Gemara is going to talk about doing a significant amount of malacha for a little bit of toelas. That sometimes you may have a tzorech hamoed, but the tzorech is very tiny, and you're going to do a lot more malacha in order to be able to get that small yield of tzorech that one is going to have. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to, the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, which we may or may not get to, is going to discuss doing things in order to protect, doing malachos in order to protect things from getting lost. The davar aved on Chol HaMoed, in order to protect things from getting ruined. So let's begin, again, six lines from the end of the page, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So Gemara brings a Maisa as far as a behema of an Avel that's Meshuba to do work for other people. So do I have to stop my animal from doing work? Granted, a person who's an Avel is not allowed to do work on during his Avelus, but it's going to be on someone else's Cheshbon, because their whole Avod is going to be messed up. So Maryam Brei Deravin, Umar Brei Deravacha Brei Derava, these two people, Maryam Brei Deravin and Mar Brei they had a tzemed bakar b'shutfus, meaning one shor belonged to Marion, one shor belonged to Mar Baravacha, and the shvarim worked in tandem with each other. So itra b'milsa b'mar brei d'ravacha brei d'rava, Mar brei d'ravacha brei d'rava became an avel upaske legamle. So he stopped his shor from working, and he didn't send it out to do the work throughout the entire time that he was an avel, because an avel is not allowed to do malacha, even al yedei behema. So Ravashi said, "Gavra Rabba, k'mar brei d'ravacha avadachi." If such a great man like Mar brei d'ravacha did such a thing, nihidil pseida didei lo chayish. Granted, I understand why he's not worried about his own losing money ad acherim lo chayish, but he's allowed to take such a chumrah. He's not worried about the hefsir of other people by him preventing his animal from doing work. He's causing hefsir to his partner. Vatanya, but didn't we learn in our brisa that in such a case where you're going to cause a loss to your partner, that if your behemos, the behemos of an avel, are rented out or are otherwise meshubad to other people, then they can do work. So the shor of Mar Baravacha was meshubad to do the avoda, to do work by the partner, by Marion. So Mar Baravacha should not have prevented his animal from doing that work together with the behema of Marion. So Vahu Savar, the Gemara explains, no, the reason he did it is because Mar Baravacha held Adam Chashuv Shiny, a concept we can come back to later in the daf, that an Adam Chashuv is a different din than other people, and then Ein Chinami, for other people they can allow their animal to continue to do work, But the halach is different for an adam chashuv, that even if it's meshuba to do work by other people, since people are going to think that he's being makel b'dini avelus, they're going to be merane nachrav, they're going to make fun of him, and they're going to think that he's taking it lightly. So that's why he had to be machmir. Now, what exactly does that mean? Does he owe his partner money, though? Meaning, it could be halachically he has to be machmir, but maybe he has to be machmir in the dine ben adam lechaver as well, be machmir in the dine mamelis as well. So some of the rishonim say, when an adam chashuv is machmir in such a thing, and a chinami, he has to pay his partner the chelik in the money. However, others say that the chov is on the shutof also to prevent his animal from doing work together with the adam chashuv, and therefore you don't have to pay him back. The Ritva quotes both deos, meaning when you enter into a partnership with an adam chashuv, it probably has advantages and it has disadvantages also, right? Probably you get a more honest person as a partner. Probably there are some advantages to working with an adam chashuv, but this is one of the disadvantages. You're going to have to lose out on the money. Amar Shmuel. So now the Gemara discusses a guy who does malacha on Shabbos with kablanus, meaning he's hired by the job, he's not hired by the hour, for a Jewish person. He's working for a Jewish person. So Amar Shmuel, mekabli kibolus betochat chum aser, chutz l'tchum muter. If a guy is doing malacha for a Jewish person as a kablan, so let's say he's supposed to build a house, he's not getting paid by the hour, he's getting paid to finish the job. So if it's within the tchum Shabbos of the city, where people will see that he's doing the work, you're not allowed to allow him to do the malacha on Shabbos, because everyone is going to know that he's working on Shabbos for you, and they're going to be choshed that you gave him the malacha on Shabbos itself to do, that you asked him to do it on Shabbos. But if it's chutz l'tchum, it's beyond where any Jews live, it's nowhere near where anyone's going to see anything, so then it's mutter, because he's a kablan. You didn't hire him to work on Shabbos, you hired him by the job. He's choosing on his own to work on to work on Shabbos. Now, if an Ovid Kochavim or a Nachri is a sachir by Yisrael, then for sure you're not allowed to have him work on Shabbos, because the sachir is doing the malachas habaylim. It's not considered that he's ovid b'shvil atzmo. It's not considered that he's doing for himself. He's like your shliach, and that for sure is going to be aser. Now, from Shmuel, you see that it's aser to give a guy malacha b'kablanos that he's going to do for Yisrael on Shabbos b'tochat chum. Rashi raises the question, though, that in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yud Zayin, we find that you're allowed to give samuch l'Shabbos. You're allowed to give your begadim to a guy al menas that he should wash them on Shabbos. Now, Kvisa is a kablanus. So Rashi says, yeah, because Kvisa's beged is not so obvious that he's doing it for Yisrael. No one knows that it's the Jew's beged. He's just keeping his dry cleaner store open. But it's not an obviously Jewish beged. He's not washing a talus. He's not washing a kittel. He's washing a suit. That suit could belong to anybody. Shmuel, who asks, that's by a dover a nicker. That's where it's your house. And everyone knows that it's your house. It's your cabin out in the woods somewhere. Everyone's going to realize that. However, Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos brings a lot of rayos that you're allowed to give malacha to a guy b'kablanos even when it's obvious that it's your thing, that it's your item. So then you have a kasha. Why does Shmuel Aser being osik with a guy b'kablanos b'tochat chum? What would be the problem? According to the Gemara in Shabbos Yud Zayin L'chora, it's mutter. So that's a kasha that the Rishonim work very hard on. There are a number of mahalchim in the Rishonim, but not for now. So now says Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, afilu chutzut chum lo amaran, even the heter of having him work b'kablanos outside of the tchum is limited. That's only if there's no Jewish neighborhood anywhere near where he's doing the work. But if there's a city that's close to there, then you're not allowed to have him work there on Shabbos, because the people in that city are going to know that he's doing malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, and they're going to be choshe that you asked him to work for you on Shabbos. And even when he's far away, he's outside of the tchum, and there's no city nearby, still it's going to be limited. That's only going to be mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where people can't really travel much. But if it's on Chol HaMoed, where there are people traveling all the time, then it's in fact going to be aser. So the Gemara tells a story related to this. Mar Zutra Breda Rav Nachman, he had Nachman build him some sort of a palace, Mekabli Kibolas, and they were all Kablanim there, and they worked through Shabbos, but it was Chutz L'Tchum, it was outside of the Tchum Shabbos. Once the building was over, Iklar Rav Safra Rav Huna Bar Chinna V'lo Olu L'Gabei. So Rav Safra and Rav Huna Bar Chinna went to the place where Mar Zutra lived, but they would not go to his house to visit him, because because they held that this house was built by Isra, and therefore it's Asa for them to go to this house. The Ikada Amri, and others say, Hunami lo al begave, that he also didn't want to go into the house. He himself was choshesh that building that house by Isra asered him from entering that house, and he himself wouldn't enter the house. So ask the Gemara of Amr Shmuel, Mekabli Kibolos betoch hatchum, Asr chutzutchum mutter. This was chutzutchum, so shouldn't it be mutter? Why was he so nervous about benefiting from the building of the, from the construction of the house? Says the Gemara, for the second time today's daf, Adam Chashuv Shaini. Marzutra is an Adam Chashuv, and he has to be extra machmir. He's not allowed to allow his kablanim to work for him on Shabbos, even chutz l'tchum. V'yikadamri sayaya betivna ba'adayu. And others say that no, it wasn't just that they were working for him. He was actually helping them out. He was providing them with the straw that they needed to do their avoda. So since he was being misayaya in the avoda, he could not have allowed them to continue on Shabbos, even bekablanus, even chutz l'tchum. Nothing to do with being an Adam Chashuv. He wasn't allowed anyway. So those are two explanations what the problem was in this particular case, even though it was Kablanus and was Chutz L'Tchum. Either the problem was that he was an Adam Chashuv, and an Adam Chashuv has to be Machmir, or the problem was that he was Misayeya, he helped them out. So the Gemara brings a Maisa as far as workers working for payment on Chol HaMoed. Rav Chama Sharlula Abungari Debeirish Kalus. Rav Chama allowed the people who used to arrange the tables in the house of the Reish Kalusa Lemevlu Avidito to do their work on Chol HaMoed, meaning if a table broke, so these were carpenters, they would fix the table, they would make sure everything was in order. So Amari explained, why do I allow them to work on Chol HaMoed? Kivin da agalo kashakli, since they don't take payment, they don't take cash payment for their work. Shoshu yudukum mishar shule, what do they get for their work? They just get to eat at the Reish Kalusa's table, they get some, they get meal money. So less than about, therefore there's no iser bedavar, but an avoda for work on, is going to be asr on Chol HaMoed, even if it's to fix tables that they're going to use on Chol HaMoed. So even though it's mutter, it's something that would be mutter for the Jew to do, because it's Tzarech HaMoed. Tan Rabban, Mekablin Kibolas B'Moed, Lasos Alachar HaMoed. You're allowed to give Malacha to Anachri B'Kablanus on Chol HaMoed when the deal is that he's going to start the job after Chol HaMoed, meaning you're allowed to hire him on Chol HaMoed to as a contractor to do the job after Chol HaMoed. But B'Moed Aser, but to have him do the job, start the job on Chol HaMoed, that's going to be Aser. The basic rule is as follows. Anything that the Jew is allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, he can ask a Nachri to do for him on Chol HaMoed. But anything that he's not able to do on Chol HaMoed, he cannot ask a non-Jew to do for him on Chol HaMoed either. So Tanya Idach, we have another brisa that says, Mikablin Kibolas, you're allowed to give him a Malacha to a Nachri Bekablanus, Bimoed on Chol HaMoed, Laso Salachar HaMoed, in order for him to do it after Moed, Bavachal Yimdo Vilshal Yishkal Vishal Yimna. As long as he doesn't do any measuring or weighing or counting like he would do during on a regular weekday, they would give him a certain amount of wool, let's say, to make a suit. So you'd have to weigh exactly how much wool you're giving him. So on Moed, you have to give it to him without weighing it out. So you're giving him the materials on Chol HaMoed. He's not supposed to work on Chol HaMoed. He's going to work after Yom Tov is over, but you can't measure out exactly what you're giving him. That's also something that you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So now the Gemara explains, how about having animals work on Chol HaMoed? So Tan Rabban, Ein Marbiyin Behema B'Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to be Marbiya a Behema. You're not allowed to mate an animal on Chol HaMoed. That's considered a Malacha. That's also on Chol HaMoed. Now, Chol HaMoed is not the only Isser Malacha that you have with a Behema. There are other areas of Halacha where Dafka a Behema has an Isser Malacha. Kayotzebo, Ein Marbiyin You're also, just like you're not allowed to do malacha with a behemoth on Chol HaMoed, but an animal that has kedushas b'char, the Torah says lo sa'avod b'v'char shorecha. You're not allowed to do avoda with a b'char. So included in the isra of avoda is mating the animal as well. And similarly, when it comes to an animal that was hukdash as a karban and then it became a mum and it was it got a mum and it was redeemed, so that's psulei amukdashin. also an Isra of Avoda. And because there's an Isra of Avoda, you're not allowed to be Marbia. You're not allowed to mate the animal because that's considered a violation of the Avoda. The question is that on a male animal, a female animal, both? Where exactly, for which animal is it considered an Avoda to be mated with another animal? So in Rabbeinu Yehona's son, he says that there's an Isra of both by a Zachar and by a Nekeva. A Nekeva, because you're doing, it's called an Avoda when you may be a Zachar on the Nekeva. Zachar, because the Etzem Bia is called an Avoda, like by Eved Ivri, that Eved Ivri we say is Ovedes Rabo Belaila, when the master gives him a Shivcha Kenainis. That's called that he's Ovedes Rabo Belaila, that he's working for his master at night. So when the male animal is mounting the female animal in order to produce offspring, that's considered Avoda for the male animal. But the female animal also, it's considered an avoda to mate it. The Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchos Me'ila Perek Aleph Halachatas says that no, it's not an avoda of the zachar. It's only an avoda of the nekeva that there may be a zachar on the nekeva. So since it's the Maisa Harva'a is not done al yedei the bailum just causes the animals to be near each other so that it will happen. So it's not an isra avoda min haTorah. It's only an isra midrabanan, and even that is only on the female animal. Well, the Chassam Sofer points out that from Lashon of the Brice it sounds the opposite, because by the Yisra of Harva B'chol HaMoed it says Ein Marvi in Behema, whereas the Yisra of Harva by Bukharim Psulei HaMekdashin it says Ein Marvi in Bivachar Ubi Psulei HaMekdashin, with the extra base to tell me that the Yisra is Dafka to use the Behema's Kodesh to be Marvi Abba, meaning that's when the Zachar is a Bukhar or Psulei HaMekdashin. But there's no Yisra Larviya Behema's Chulin on an Akevas Psulei HaMekdashin. Okay, but be that as it may, so there is this iser of mating the animals. Tanya idach. Then we have another brisa that says ein marbi in behema b'chol shalmoed in alad b'marbiya behema b'chol moed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chamora shetava. If you have a chamora, female chamor that wants to mate, marbi in ala zachar b'shul shalot tztanin. You could bring a male animal so that it won't cool off. It's going to be bad for its health. So that's considered a melechas davar avid v'shar kol behemos. But any other animal, even though you're not allowed to be marbia, machnisnos on the bakras. You could put them in the same pen together and let them do what they do. You're just not allowed to actively push them together. Tanu Rabbanan, ein medayrin. You're not allowed to bring into a field that requires fertilizing. You're not allowed to bring animals into the field as a way of fertilizing the field. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, and not on Chol HaMoed. Even though you're not being mezavel the field biadayim, you're not actually actively fertilizing the field. It looks like you're being mezavel the field, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. But if, let's say, non-Jewish shepherds brought their animals into your field without you asking them to do so, mutter, you're allowed to let them do that. You don't have to stop them. But you can't help them out in their malacha. You also can't provide them with a shomer to help them out to bring the animals from one place to another, because in that way you're participating in fertilizing your field. The Braisa adds, if the nachri who is the shepherd is someone who works for you and gets paid by the week, so his job is to make sure this field gets fertilized sometime this week, Schir Chodesh, or he's hired by the month, or Schir Shana, or for the year, Schir Shavua, or for 7 years, and he has to fertilize the field consistently over that span of time, but you never tell him to work on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you just tell him that this year you have to make sure, this Shemitah cycle, your job is to make sure this field is properly fertilized. Then, Misayeno, son, then the Jew is even allowed to help him get the animals into the field. Most of them, Shomer Lenar, son, I mean, you can even provide him a shomer, because he's the nachri is considered to be osik b'malachas atzmo, because he could do it whenever he wants. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says that when the nachrim come on their own to fertilize the field b'shabbos b'tova, you're allowed to have them do it on Shabbos without paying him, only with showing him gratitude. B'yom tov b'mezonos, and if he does it on Yom Tov, you could even give him food b'moed b'sachar, and if he does it on Chol HaMoed, you could even pay him. Amar Rav Yosef Hilchsa Karebi. And Rav Yosef says, at the end of the day, we paskin like Rebbe. Okay, period. Now we move on to the next Mishnah. If you recall, we had a Mishnah already about if you're in the middle of making olive oil, and in the middle of the process, the person becomes an avel or becomes chol hamoed, and now you're not allowed to do the malacha. But if you don't do the malacha, it's going to be a davar ha'aved. The oil is all going to get ruined. So we have a similar mishnah when it comes to wine making. Let's say the wine was already pressed and it was in the bar from where it's supposed to be taken and put into barrels. And then a person became an avel. An avel is not allowed to do malacha. Oh, or maybe the person thought he could finish doing the winemaking before Yom Tov, but an onus happened. Oh, the workers that he had hired didn't show up, and they therefore didn't get it done before Yom Tov. Zolei for Gomer, he's allowed to empty the wine into barrels, the guf kedarko, and he concealed the barrels in the normal way. Div Rabbi Yossi, meaning he finished the job as normal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, osel limud mishvil shelo yachmitz, can't finish the job as normal, but you can cover the wine in a temporary fashion with boards so that the wine doesn't sour and turn to vinegar, but you can't really bottle and barrel the wine the way you normally would. So that's machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. It may sound familiar because we had the same exact discussion when it came to oil. So it says, why do I need two mishnayos? It's the same exact thing. Point is that right now, if I leave it as is, it's going to get ruined. So it's a davar aved. So what exactly are we matir? Are we matir just continuing proceeding as normal? Or are we only matir to do a little hatzalaporta, to do a little bit of something to try to save it, but not to proceed as normal? So tzricha, I need the machlokes Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda in both cases, both by the oil and by the wine. Diashmin kamais, if it only would have told me in the previous mission about the oil by Ikam Rabbi Yossi, I would say that's Rabbi Yossi is making mishum demishcha nafsh. Because oil is very expensive, so it's a significant financial loss. But when it comes to wine, which is not so expensive, I would think that he's moda to Rabbi Yehuda, that it would be aser. The Yashmin Basraisen, if it only would have told me by the case of the wine that there's machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, I would have said by Hikam Rabbi Yehuda, only by the wine where it's not so expensive, that's where Rabbi Yehuda is going to be machmir, that you can only do some makeshift type of covering. But by oil, I would think that he's modded to Rabbi Yossi, that you can proceed as normal tzricha. That's why we need both machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba man tana she b'moed b'davar aved delok Rabbi Yossi. Who's the tana that holds that shinoi b'moed, that to do a shinoi and chal moed on melachas davar aved, that's against Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi allows that you're allowed to do the regular malacha of making the oil and making the wine on chol hamoed without any shinoi, because the malachas davar aved you're allowed to do even without any shinoi whatsoever. So you see the shita of Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah and in the previous Mishnah is that when you're dealing with the davar aved, you can proceed as normal. No shinoi is necessary. Only Rabbi Yehuda requires a shinoi. Am Rabbi Yosef, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that a malachas davar aved does not require a shinoi. So it says Gemara, are you allowed to fully seal a barrel of beer on chol hamoed? So Amar Lahu Sinai. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says back to they said to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Sinai. No, Rav Yosef. It was the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak what the halach is. So he said Sinai Omar. That's why it is. Sinai Omar, halach Rabbi Yossi. That you should know, Sinai used to say that halach is like Rabbi Yossi. Who's Sinai? Sinai is Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is referred to as Sinai in a few places in Shas, the Gemara at the very end of Maseches Brachos, and at the very end of Maseches Horios, where the Gemara discusses which one is better, to have a Sinai or an Oker Harim. Sinai means that he's a tremendous baki, that he knows all of the teachings. An Oker Harim is his one's analytical abilities. So Rabbi Yosef is one that was known as the Sinai. So he quotes Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, who was referred to as Sinai, says that we pass on like Rav Yosef, and therefore you're allowed to seal the barrels on chol hamoed, the beer barrels. So the Bnei Yeshiva said, well, wait a second. Eimer damar Rav Yosef b'chamra b'shichra mi'amar. Yeah, the Mishnah says you're allowed to seal wine barrels on chol hamoed without any shinoi. Does he say the same about beer? Chamra, time my Mishnah b'nav shpseideh. Wine is expensive, so that's why I would think Rav Yosef allows without a shinoi. Shukhanat Tami is Pupseda, so beer is also has some sort of financial loss, and therefore it's going to be Mutra as well. Meaning, even though Enochinami, you raised the question about beer and you never directly address beer, apply the same logic, that just like by wine it's because of a loss, it's because it's a Dover Aved, by Shechar it's also going to be a Dover Aved. Tamar Abaye, Amar Li Aim, because Abaye said that his aim, the woman that raised him, taught him that Barshis Savi Vishayea mi Bar Timni Velo Shayea. You'd rather have a small kli that holds six in if it's sealed properly than a large kli that holds eight that's not sealed properly. So you see that it's a Dover Aved, and if you don't seal the beer properly, it's going to be a loss, and therefore, just like Rabbi Yossi would be matir, doing the malacha without a shinoi, for wine, he would allow the same thing when it comes to beer. So, Amar Rav Chaim Bar Guria Amar Rav, Hilchus Moed, Hilchus Kutim. So now the Gemara is going to give two mishalim for a Hilchus Chol Moed. Mashal number one is that the halachas of Chol Moed are similar to the halachas of Kutim. Kutim are people who are Goyim that Sancheiriv brought from Eretz Kuta, and he settled them in the Shomron, and after the Ten Shvatim were exiled, and even though they were Megayir, they were not Mekayim the mitzvahs properly. This is all in Malachim Beis. So the Gemara in the first part of Masechus Chulin says that with those mitzvahs that Kutim observed, you can be absolutely, they're very, very makbid about, you can absolutely rely on them. But if you don't know about certain mitzvahs, whether the Kutim observed those mitzvahs, then you're not allowed to be sumich on them. And you cannot say, oh, well, if I trust him for this, then I trust him for that. Because there's no rhyme or reason. It doesn't go, it doesn't follow that just because he's makbid about this, then he's going to be makbid about something else. You can't say, oh, if he's makbid about something, it's so difficult, or that's such a davar chamur, then I could for sure be makel, you know, rely on him for a davar kal. No, no such thing. You can't make any of those equations. In that way, it's similar to Hilchus Chol HaMoed. So the Mai Hilchsa, what halach are we comparing Hilchus Chol HaMoed to Hilchus Kutim with? Amar of Daniel Katina Lomar Sha'akuros Ve'in Lemedo Zumizu. Normally in halacha, it's an anomaly in halacha. Normally in halacha, we have such a concept called the binyanav, a mematzinu. We're always comparing and contrasting. That's all of learning, is by making comparisons, by trying to develop klalim, by trying to figure out what the rules are, and that's the ikar in Talmud Torah, really, is to always figure out what the klalim are, and when you figure out what the klalim are, you figure out how that could apply throughout all of Shas. Hilchus Chol HaMoed, there are no klalim. There are guideposts, but there are no klalim. And therefore, you can't figure out just from one halacha to the other, and that way it's similar to Hilchus Kutim. It's like dealing with a kuti, where you can't work on any set of logical rules. Damar Shmuel, Zovsim Kusta, Shmuel says, you're allowed to put zephes on a small kli of wine in order that the wine shouldn't the taste of the wine shouldn't get lost. Vein zovs in chavisa, but you're not allowed to do it on a large barrel of wine. Rav Dimi Narda Amar, no, just the opposite. Zovs in chavisa, vein zovs in kusta. You can only put the pitch around a large barrel of wine, but not around a small jug of wine. Why? Mar chayish l'pseidu, mar chayish l'tircha. It's because Rav Dimi is more worried about the loss of wine, and therefore, the more wine you have, the bigger the loss is, the more of a heter you have. Whereas Shmuel is more choshesh that you're not allowed to do too much tircha. So the bigger the barrel, the bigger the tircha, the more usser it's going to be. So therefore, he only allowed putting the zephes on a small jug and not on a large barrel of wine. So you can't. There's no rhyme or reason which factor is going to be a bigger factor. It's up in the air. Some of the Rishonim and Balaam are passings like Rav Dimi that you're only allowed to put the zephes on chavios. The Rambam, however, paskins to be making like both. The Rambam in the 8th paragraph of Hilchos Yom Tov says that you're allowed to be mezafis both chavis and a kuz. So the Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. How could you be mekel? Like, no one holds that way, right? You're either allowed to be mekel in the small jug or you're allowed to be mekel in the large barrel. No one holds you allowed to be mekel in both. So you want to tell me Safik Terabon L'Kula, but one of the klalim of Safik Terabon L'Kula is that you're not allowed to do Safik Terabon L'Kula. That's against everything. That's Sosra Adadi. That's a Stira Minei Ubei. So the Prima Gadim suggests that when there's no Stira between the Kulos, there's no logical Stira between the Kulos, and you're not being oker takanas chachamim when you're being mekel on both, it could be that you could be mekel like both kulas. Meaning, you're allowed to say something to Rabban Lekula even if it's going to turn out that you're holding like nobody, but you're not allowed to say something to Rabban Lekula if it's going to be oker takana entirely. Like, for example, we mentioned the other day, if by when it comes to Dalib Kosos, if you were to say where the Gemara is a machlokas, whether it's the first two kosos that need a seba or the last two kosos that need a seba. So that's what the Ran says. You can't do something to Rabbanan Lekula over there, because we know for sure something needs a seba, and you're going to be okay the takana of a seba entirely if you say that nobody's, you don't have to do a seba for any of the dalal kosos. But over here, you're not being okay Melechas Chalamoed entirely. You're not being okay any halachas entirely. You're just applying a kula in two different cases of Savik Drabban Lakula. And that, the Prima Gadma says, is still within the bounds of what you're allowed to do for Savik Drabban Lakula. So that's one mashal for Hilchos Chol Moed. And Hilchos Chol Moed is similar to Hilchos Kutim. Amar Abayi Naktina Hilchos Chol Moed Hilchos Shabbos. He says, I would say Hilchos Chol Moed is more similar to Hilchos Shabbos, because Yeshmer and Patra Velasser, Yeshmer Mutal Chadchila, some Hilchos Chol Moed is Patra Velasser, meaning you're not going to get Malkus, but it's still Aser to do it, just like in Hilchos Shabbos, you have things that you don't get malchus for that they're asked to do in Midrabanan, and some of Melechas Chol Hamoed is mutal lechadchila, just like in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, Hilchos Shabbos has a third category; it has a category where you're chayv skila, but Melechas Chol Hamoed doesn't have that. There is a machlokas rishonim whether Melechas Chol Hamoed is asam Midrabanan or asam in Torah. So Nemuka Yosef writes that even if it's asam in Torah, you're not going to get malchus for the lav of l'sasa kol melacha, because it's a lav shebechlalos. So you're never going to have; it's always going to be patur aval as. It's always going to be Potter Aval Aser. You're never going to get Malkus, because even if it's Daraisa, it's a Lav Shabbachlalos, and you don't get Malkus on a Lav Shabbachlalos. So the Gemara discusses harvesting on Chol Hamoed on a Davara Avid. Rav Huna Chatzle Chatzle B'moada. He harvested his grain on Chol Hamoed. Say, Isve Rabba Bar Rav Huna L'Rav Huna. So Rabba Rav Huna challenged Rav Huna. Then it says in the Braisa, Tochnin Kemach B'moed. You're allowed to grind wheat. You're allowed to grind flour on Chol Hamoed. L'Tzarech Hamoed. If you need it, L'Tzarech Hamoed. B'shalo L'Tzarech Hamoed Aser. But if you don't need it, L'Tzarech Hamoed, it's awesome. Davar sha'avud b'moed, something that said that if you don't do it, it's going to get ruined on Chol Hamoed mutal asasa b'moed. Davar sha'enu avud b'moed, aser. And something that's not a davar aved is aser. But medvar mumur b'tlushim in amakarka. But even that heter of davar aved is only when something is detached from the ground. Avu mulchuber l'karka afilu kulo avud aser. But if something is still mulchuber l'karka, even if it's a davar aved, you're not allowed to do it on Chol Hamoed. V'yemein lo mayoch al kotzer ma'amer v'dash v'zoru u'borer v'tochin. But if you have nothing to eat, then you're allowed to do all of these things. Then you can do all of the malachas that you need in order to have what to eat. As long as you don't bring cows into the field to trample on the tavua, because you have to make some sort of shinui. But anyway, Rabbi Rav Huna is asking, how could Rav Huna allow harvesting for him on Chol Hamoed? He had what to eat. And if you have what to eat, if you have kol tzarcho to eat, say a malach on a mechuber lekarka, even on a davra aved, should be aser. We just learned that it's going to be aser, even on a davar aved when it's mechuber lekarka. So Amar Leis, Rav Huna responded to Rabba, his son, that the brisa that you quoted, that a davar aved is aser to do when it's mechuber lekarka, I'm aware of that brisa yichidahi, but it represents a das yachid velo svirulam kavasei. We don't hold like that das yachid. We hold that a davar aved is mutter even on mechuber lekarka. Did Tanya, because we have a brisa, another brisa that tells us that klal amar that when something is no longer attached to the ground, even if it's just partially a davar aved, it's going to be mutter. But when it's attached to the ground, even if the whole thing is going to be destroyed, it's going to be aser. What's different about this brisa? This brisa puts a name to it. It quotes such a shita from Rabbi Yossi. The implication is that it's only the shita of Rabbi Yossi that when you have something that's mechuber lekarka, it's going to be aser on a davar aved. But we paskin like the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yossi that you're allowed to do melechus davar aved even if it's mechuber lekarka. So that's why I harvested my field, even though I'm rich and I have plenty of food to eat, because you're allowed to do melecha on a davar aved even when it's mechuber lekarka. So Rabbi challenged further. V'i Rabbi Yossi yadushnami beparos. Well, if the first price is going like Rabbi Yossi, why did the first price say, yeah, but do some sort of shinui? You know, don't bring the paros into the field. After all, didn't we say that Rabbi Yossi is so makil about davara aved that he holds that you don't need to do any shinoi? So if you want to tell me that the price is dafka going like Rabbi Yossi, who's machmir b'mechubar, yeah, but when Rabbi Yossi allows something, he allows it all the way. He doesn't require any shinoi. And yet that price has said that if you don't have what to eat and therefore you're going to have to be makil, still do some sort of shinoi. So how can you say the first price is only going like Rabbi Yossi? Granted, you had a second brisa that put a name to it and that quoted Rabbi Yossi, but the first brisa added that extra detail of doing a shinoi, and that doesn't fit with Rabbi Yossi. So the first brisa can't be just Rabbi Yossi. So Amalach, so Rav Huna says back, no, first brisa is also Rabbi Yossi. Hachnami, kivin dekol yom, lav beparos daishi. Who says, ahinanami, lav shinoyu? Who says that we're talking about a person that uses paros to trample on his grain all the time? Maybe we're talking about a person who never uses such a thing. So it's not a shinoi not to bring paros. So the it's just saying, don't bring paros, because it's going to be mashmiya kol, it's going to be a big zilzal to bring paros. But not because you have to do a shinoi. So in the end of the day, we pass like the chamim, that a davar avid is mutter, even if it's mechuber lekarka. That it's only Rabbi Yossi who says, oh, once it's mechuber lekarka, even a davar avid is going to be aser. No, we pass in davar avid is mutter, even when it's mechuber lekarka. Rabbi Yossi would only allow for ein lo mayochel, for a person who doesn't have what to eat. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that discusses the heter of tzorech hamoed. Tan rabbanan tochen b'moed l'tzorech hamoed. You're allowed to grind flour on chol hamoed for tzorech hamoed. B'shelo tzorech hamoed aser, but if it's not tzorech hamoed, it's aser. V'im tochen b'hosir reiz mutter. But if you ground way more than you need and you have extra, so then it's mutter to eat the leftovers after yom tov. Kotzin etzim b'moed tzorech hamoed. You chop down wood on chol for tzorach hamoed, v'shlol tzorach hamoed aser. If it's not tzorach hamoed, it's aser. V'im cut tzvah aser. If you chop down wood and you had extra, harayz emoter. That's fine. Matilin sheikh b'moed l'tzorach hamoed. You're allowed to make beer on chol hamoed l'tzorach hamoed, v'shlol tzorach hamoed aser. If you're making not for the sake of yom tov, then it's going to be aser. V'im hitil v'hosir. But if you made more than you need, harayz emoter. You're allowed to have the leftovers. Ublevat shlo yarim. But you're not allowed to do a harama to prepare a large amount and say, oh, I'm doing this all l'tzorach hamoed, when no human being can possibly consume that amount that you're making on the moed itself. So clearly you're doing it, so you're not allowed to do such a rama. The Rishonim point out that normally you'd expect the Gemara to say, okay, you just taught me the same halacha three times about grinding wheat and about making beer and about chopping wood, right? Well, I get it, meaning you're only supposed to do what you need for moed, and if you did a little extra, as long as it's not a rama, it's mutter. Why do you have to tell me three times? So some of the Rishonim say, yeah, the Gemara asks that only when it has an answer. Otherwise, we don't ask that question. We just let it be. Whereas other Rishonim say, no, if the Gemara doesn't ask the question, that we have to ask the question. We have to come up with an answer of what the Chiddush is with each one over the other. So the Ritva tries to come up with what the Chiddush is of each one, why we need to be told the same halacha in three different contexts. But anyway, Uruminu, the Gemara says, I'll ask you a stira. Matirin Sheikha, Matilin Sheikha b'moed l'tzorach hamoed shlo tzorach hamoed aser echad sheikha t'mam echad sheikha sarim v'alfi sheishu yashan marim v'shosim l'chadash. That we learn that you are allowed to do a harama. If you have old beer, you can do new beer making and drink the, and say, I need the new one, and drink the new one on chalamoid. So we just got through saying before, you're not allowed to do a harama, that you're not allowed to do more than you actually need. And over here you have a price that says you are allowed to do more than you actually need. Says where Tanaihi. That's machlokes Tanaim, whether you're allowed to do a harama. Titania ein marim bekach. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudom marimin. That it's machlokes whether one is allowed to do a harama or you're not allowed to do a harama. Rav chatzli chatz to bechol demoed. Rav had grain in his field and they harvested his grain on chalamoid. Shama Shmuel heard about that. Ik, but he got upset. How can you harvest your grain on chalamoid? Leim Shmuel ki yichidas v'yulei. Wait, is Shmuel pasken like Rabbi Yosi that anything that's mechuba lekarka you're not allowed to do, even if it's a davar aved? So lo chatz to dechiti have to love a pasuk. No, this was a case where it was a harvest of wheat, which it wasn't a davar aved at all, and that's why Shmuel got upset. What are you doing? How can you do melachas chalamoed when it's not a davar aved? So Rav my time aved hachi. So taka, it's a good kasha. Why did Rav do it? Say in lo my yochel have, because he didn't have what to eat. Shmuel lo saymu kame. And the reason Shmuel got upset is either he didn't realize that Rav didn't have what to eat, inami adam chashuv shiny, or Rav was an adam chashuv, and even though it's mutter for someone who doesn't have what to eat to do the malacha on the mechubel karkan to harvest the field, Shmuel thought that Rav should have been machmir because he's an adam chashuv. So the Ritva says, what? Because he's an adam chashuv, he should starve to death. That, count me out. I don't want to be an adam chashuv anymore, right? Because ain't no my yochel, so he's not allowed to do any malacha. So the Ritva says an adam chashuv should have had to borrow money to eat instead of doing the malacha. Kesav Mishnah says that this is a raya to Shita Sarambam, that ain't Eino Mayochel doesn't mean literally he doesn't have the ability to acquire food. It means that he could acquire from the shuk, but he doesn't have mishalo. He doesn't have anything on hand. But obviously, you wouldn't be machmir about an adam chashuv that he's not allowed to eat. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia nafuk b'chumarta de madusha. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia used to go out. Once we're talking about someone, an adam chashuv who did something that someone else got upset about that they thought it wasn't right. We tell another story about this. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia went out with his chamurta de madusha, with his signet ring on his hand, and the ishti maya da'achim kfeil arma, and he also drank water that was heated up by a non-Jew, seemingly in violation of bishul akum. So shomer Rabbi Ami heard about both of these things, and he got upset. Who was Rabbi Yehuda Nesia? So normally Rabbi Yehuda Nesia means the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi the Tana had a grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. There is a machlokas rishonim over here, though, that this may be an even later Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, that this may have been the grandson of the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Obviously, the Nesias was passed down in the family, so it went through several generations. But Tosfos on Avodah Zarah Lamed Gimel and Beis says over here we're talking about a later Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, the grandson of the grandson of Rabbi. The Ramban and other Rishonim and Achronim say that there was only one Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and he must have lived a really long time if he lived till the days of Rabbi Ami, for Rabbi Ami to get upset at him about something. So he must have just had a tremendous arichos yamim. But be that as it may, these were the two things he got upset at him about. So Bez Hashem, we're falling behind a little bit, but Bez Hashem will pick up there tomorrow to try to figure out the details of what he was upset about. Okay. Have a great day, everyone.
Oh, thank you.